in brief, if you can kind of summarize today's meeting of the minds on human trafficking.
Yeah, we had a meeting of our subcommittee working group of the Children's Services Committee on children affected by human trafficking, and we brought together for the second time an array of experts, local, county, state, federal officials, including representatives from the U.S. Attorney's Office, the FBI, and county prosecutors. And we've especially been looking over House Bill 214, sponsored by Representative Ann Zare from St. Charles, and that bill is going to be exec tomorrow. So the working group is discussing possible suggestions to strengthen that legislation.
Human trafficking has become quite a bit more a part of the public awareness in recent years. Is it becoming an increasingly bigger problem, and that's why you all are addressing it?
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, in the Western District of Missouri alone, there have been 41 charged with human trafficking in federal statutes. There's been 18 charged at the state level, according to state statutes, and there's a lot more that have been charged or arrested on the eastern side of the state as well. Some of the cases that have been tried here in Missouri, especially in federal court in Missouri, have included the largest human trafficking cases in the nation. And the good news is that hundreds and hundreds of victims, adults and children, have been rescued. But we see evidence of a growing undercurrent of human trafficking, even affecting children, that is under the radar screen that we're trying to penetrate and prosecute.
You represent the Kansas City area?
Yes.
Is it is that sort of the mecca, which is a horrible word to use for such a problem, but is that sort of the hot spot, I guess, for trafficking?
Yeah, demographically, you see the highest incidences of human trafficking in Kansas City and St. Louis areas. It's not to say that it's not outstate as well, to some degree, because, you know, there's unfortunately a lot of outworkings of human trafficking that the average person may not realize. It can go on runaway children that have aged out or ran away from the foster care system, children that are outright solicited and trafficked in prostitution or forced labor, and so forth.
As this is sort of a new foray as far as legislation and crafting legislation goes, what are the particular challenges in passing effective legislation that would, really try to clamp down on this problem?
Well, we've got some current state statutes in Chapter 566. What we're trying to do is, first and foremost, increase the penalties at the state level to where they're more mirroring the federal penalties. One issue that came out of today's meeting that's very striking is that when you hear about, you know, the normal news stories on, you know, prostitution stings, and you'll have a bunch of adult Johns arrested and rounded up, you know, they may face not much more than a slap on the wrist for soliciting an adult prostitute of age. But there have been Johns, according to law, when they solicit children underage, they can get 10 to 15 years in prison. And we think that's great. We want to look at the statute of limitations, greatly expanding that for civil liability. We're looking at safe harbor laws being strengthened, law enforcement training provisions, mandatory reporting requirements. So, you know, there's a lot that we want to do. One of the biggest things we discussed today is the need for an organizing body to be formed, whether it be an advisory council or a commission or whatever, that would bring together all the stakeholders, all the state departments that interface with human and child trafficking, such as DSS, DPS, and other departments, as well as all the local, state, federal, and county agencies, such as the U.S. Attorney's Office, the Attorney General's Office, county prosecutors, local and county police, and the Highway Patrol. And we want to have a coordinating entity to where we can get everybody communicating and coordinating to where there's a comprehensive and integrated ongoing effort to not only combat existing child and human trafficking, but also to provide deterrence and protections of those that may be vulnerable to become victims of trafficking.
Do you see that there would be a need to kind of coordinate efforts with Kansas and Illinois with this also?
Yeah, very much so, because you have some cross-border issues, obviously, that come into play with Kansas and Illinois. And so I know Governor Brownback has been a champion when he was in the U.S. Senate with the Human Trafficking Act of 2000, and he's responsible for a lot of the federal statutes that are in place, and I know he'll want to continue that in his leadership as governor of the state of Missouri. And certainly it's an opportunity for the governor of Missouri to work with the governor of Kansas as well as the governor of Illinois to have some interstate cooperation on these issues.